Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
As more Americans are coming to grips with the reality that unemployment will likely get worse before it gets better, many are wondering how they will get through the months ahead. For more, let's bring in Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
Okay, so let's start with the jobs picture for the millions of people who have either been furloughed or temporarily unemployed because of this pandemic. Should they hang tight right now and hope that their jobs come back, or should they be looking for a new job?
You know, I think looking is a really good idea. And it doesn't mean that you have to make this a black and white decision, because you can do a little bit of both. You can hope for the best and prepare for the worst. I think taking some action does give you agency. It makes you feel like you are doing something. And maybe even just kind of getting that network revived, reaching out to people, see what's going on. And, a little bit of both would be a great way to hedge your situation.
Okay, and what about the expenses that keep coming in, even if the paycheck is not coming in? Can you negotiate with each bill that you have to pay? In other words, can you call your cell phone carrier? Can you call your water provider or your electricity provider and say, hey, can you give me a break on this? Or do you really have to make sure you keep paying those on time?
Everything is negotiable. I would absolutely call. In the world of borrowing and lending and even these relationships, it's called forbearance. It's breathing room. Now, the thing that's important is, let's say that you call your cable company and you say, I need forbearance. I'm sitting on the sidelines. I'm not making any money. You want to understand, will they let you have a grace period? How will they actually tally up what you owe them? Will there be any penalties or interest applied? Most companies are not doing this, but you want to know going in what the situation is. This is vitally important with credit card companies, because you really don't want to get whacked 4 months from now with a bill that's ballooned or a huge interest payment.
Well, that brings me to another question, which is, if you feel you really do need some cash right now, is this the moment when you start thinking about dipping into retirement savings, even though we're told never touch it, you're going to pay a penalty? Isn't this the rainy day that it's worth dipping in?
Well, I think that that's a very good point, that we don't generally like to give that kind of advice. I'm a certified financial planner, and pretty much in the mantra of CFPs, it's like, don't touch retirement. But this is a break the glass moment. And there is some relief, because under the CARES Act, remember, there was a provision there where if you're younger than age 59 and a half, the normal 10% penalty that's usually levied from early withdrawal from a retirement account, that's waived. So there's no 10% penalty. Additionally, the money that is due in taxes usually is due next tax year, right, when you're filing. And under the CARES Act, you can spread out the payment on the amount you pull out of your retirement account over the course of 3 years. You could also actually put the money back in, but I know that's going to be hard for a lot of people. So, yeah, I think this is the time where you develop the break the glass scenario.
If you need to.
If you need to, exactly.
Jill Schlesinger, business analyst with CBS News and host of Jill on Money. Thank you.
Thank you.